So far, we have talked about the numbers from the date of birth, the life path number, the birthday number, the challenges, the period cycles. Now let's see what we can get from the full name at birth. I call the moment of your birth a door in time. Your name is your true vibration, the melody of your soul. As it passed through that door in time and entered this world, your name can be seen as a musical score, rich in vibration and nuance. This vibration and nuance are not arbitrarily connected to you, but are an exact reflection, in every detail, to the vibrational entity that is you. Also, your name represents the inheritance of your personal history, up to the moment of your birth. Whatever that history is, has shaped you into what you are today. There's much speculation throughout history of reincarnation and the transmigration of souls, but whatever the actual truth may be, you entered this life as a unique entity with shape and form that was the result of some kind of evolution. That is you, your personal evolution. Many people argue that they were named by their parents and that their names are arbitrarily chosen for them, but I believe that our parents chose names for us by subconsciously picking up on our vibration and then naming us accordingly. They gave sound to the vibration that they recognized as us. Misspellings or last-minute changes of mind are part of the fine-tuning process, the result of which is that you receive the name most fitting to you. You may have noticed that a name very often fits the person perfectly, sometimes even in humorous ways. The name Herb is a very distinct personality type. So is Mary or Bob. Another indication of how names fit personality types can be seen in the names authors give their fictional characters. I am often impressed by their choices. Their names almost always work out numerologically to fit the character and his or her place in the plot. In other words, the author is intuitively tuned into real characters that people his or her book and names them in a way that is similar to a parent naming a child. Intuition is the guiding force in both cases. Not only is your name an exact musical vibration of you in your current state, it also represents all the accumulated knowledge and experience of your evolutionary inheritance. All things begin in the vibrational world. Your name is an outward sound or a melody that radiates from your soul. Numerology is the method of unveiling the hidden information in your name. Your full name at birth is like a blueprint of your personality, your character, your specific talents, as well as, of course, your weaknesses. It is the person walking the road we call the life path. If we go back to the concept that all numbers of the date of birth have to do with the momentum of your life, the direction, the environment, the demands, and the process, and we keep this picture clear in our minds, we can see how the talents, the strengths, the weaknesses, etc., that are revealed in the life path and in the challenges and in the long-term cycles and other numbers that come from the date of birth are perhaps better looked at as time-dependent attributes. They represent, on one hand, challenges and opportunities, events and influences the person will experience during this lifetime. On the other hand, attributes both positive and negative, qualities that are part of that person's makeup, part of that person's design, in order to complete the life path, to overcome the obstacles and take advantage of the opportunities, as well as learn the lessons required to overcome or strengthen the weaknesses that are part of this person's makeup. Now, the full name at birth is quite different as far as how it affects the person. The full name at birth shows us what characteristics the person walking the life path brought into this world. What are this person's inborn strengths, and what are his shortcomings? What does this person bring into the world? To use another analogy, look at the full name at birth as a workshop. Each letter, each number is like a tool, a piece of equipment. These tools can be divided in nine groups. For example, we could say that the letters which translate to the number 1, the letters that have the value of the numerical value of 1, represent woodworking tools. This, of course, is just an analogy. Let's just say that the number 2 represents gardening and agricultural tools, the 3 perhaps metalworking tools, and let's just say the 4 electronic tools. The 9 numbers represent the complete spectrum of tools available to the human being. However, the numbers in the name represent only that. Only that. Only the fact that the person has access to a certain number of tools. Whether he or she will use them is a completely different matter. Let's use an example. Let's say that the person has all the numbers in his name except the 4. In our analogy, we said that the 4 represented electronic tools. Now, this person will be able to deal with just about anything that comes his way that requires gardening tools or woodwork tools or metalworking tools or any other tools except when it requires electronic tools. Suddenly, this otherwise rather capable person is at a loss. He is simply not equipped to deal with anything requiring the tools reflected in the missing 4. So think of the letters found in the name and the numerical value they represent as just that, tools, to be used when needed. Now, when we want to look at the talents, the desires, the motivations, the likes and dislikes and so forth, in other words, what role will the available tools play? Then we have to add numbers found in the name using different formulas. You've already read the section on how to calculate the expression number, so you have a basic understanding of how the name is translated into numbers. Each letter has a numerical value, and the system is simple. It's simple because the alphabet evolved in perfect synchronicity with us. The A is 1, the B is 2, the C is 3, etc. As far as the numerical value of the letters of the alphabet, this is one area of numerology where it makes sense to train yourself to learn the numerical value of the letters of the alphabet by heart. A quicker way to do this, to learn the numerical values of the letter, is by grouping them. First, you just memorize the letters with the value of 1, the A, the J, and the S. Then memorize the letters with the value of 2, which are B, K, and T. The 3 represents the C, L, and U, etc. You will learn the numerical value of the letters of the alphabet once you start doing charts regularly, pretty fast. The first and most important number we can derive from the full name at birth is called the expression number. The expression number is the result of adding all the numbers in a name. And it is called the expression number because this number represents how we best express ourselves as a productive human being. It doesn't mean in the form of facial expression or accents or anything like that. The expression number shows where our true strength lies in career and other productive areas of life. In short, it's how we express ourselves as productive human beings. When you look for career options, this is the most important number to consider. This, of course, makes sense when you realize that, to use our earlier analogy, the expression number, the sum of the numerical value of all the letters in the name, can be seen as the sum of all the tools and pieces of equipment available in your workshop. Look at the little section showing Jonathan Peter Hancock as an example for the expression number. When we translate this name into numbers, the numbers list as follows. 1, 6, 5, 1, 2, 8, 1, and 5 are found in the first name in that order. 7, 5, 2, 5, and 9 for the second name, and 8, 1, 5, 3, 6, 3, and 2 for the last name. Now, how do we add these numbers? First, we add the numbers of the first name, and the result is 29, which comes to 11. Of course, we do not break this number down any further, because the 11 is a master number. The middle name adds to 28, which adds to 10, which adds to 1. And the last name adds to 28 as well, and again, we come to a 1. Just like we did with the birth date, we break the full name to its 3 units, the first name, the middle name, and the last name. In this case, the numbers come to 11, 1, and 1. And just like we did with the birth date, here too. The reason we reduce first each unit of the name to a single digit, or of course a master number, is because these units tie in with other patterns, such as the key and the transits, areas we have not yet discussed. We will go deeper into the connections of these patterns later in the course. There's also the question of what to do when a person has no middle name, or has more than one middle name, or more than one last name. When a person has no middle name, the full name at birth reduces to only 2 units as opposed to 3. The 3 units of a full name at birth, the first name, the middle name, and the last name, as is the case when a name does have a middle name, those 3 units represent the physical, material you in the first name at birth, the mental, intellectual you in the middle name, and the spiritual you in the last name at birth. This is not yet all that important to know while we're dealing with the expression number. However, when we get to the transits, you will see that this perspective becomes very important. For now, let me explain that when there is no middle name, the last name represents the mental and intellectual you, as well as the spiritual you. If a person has more than one middle name, for example, Jonathan Peter Charles Hancock, we tie the 2 middle names together. So Peter Charles we write as one name. The same when a person has more than one last name. We always want to reduce a full name to 3 units, or 2 units if the middle name is missing. Later in this course, when we deal with transit cycles, you will understand why this is necessary. In addition, this perspective again illuminates the importance of the patterns underlying the art of numerology. You can see how the first name, the name most of us use throughout our lives more than the middle and even the last name, simply belongs more in the material world than in the spiritual world. Your first name is like the legs you walk on. They keep you grounded to the earth and make it possible for you to do what is required to survive and thrive in this material world. The last name, the one your family, on your father's side, has been carrying throughout many generations, represents the spiritual world. Just like for most of us, the connection with our ancestors reaches beyond the boundaries of the material world into the spiritual world. The middle, or in some cases the last name, plays a dual role here. The middle name represents our intellectual, more thoughtful, mental, and analytical body. Patterns, patterns, patterns. You may be getting a little tired of hearing this, but I feel it is the most underutilized aspect of numerologists. So here we go again. As long as you understand the patterns, you will be able to give your client a more clear perspective of his chart. Here I want to mention that you may want to read numerous other numerology books to increase your understanding of this science. I always advise my students to look for the other books, older books, such as those written by Juno Jordan, Florence Gamble, Kevin Avery. Numerology, just like astrology and palm reading, has evolved slowly over thousands of years, with thousands of people adding their insight and understanding, but slowly, one grain of knowledge at a time. This day and age, in particular in the US, our society is a bit of a throwaway society. Houses have an average lifespan of 35 years, a meal can be prepared in 60 seconds, and regretfully, there are many numerologists, some of whom have published books, who do not have a good understanding of the patterns and the evolution of this science. They have not gone beyond the surface. They learn the meaning of the numbers and how they're calculated, and that's it. That's the basis of their knowledge. In fact, I have never read a book, nor met a numerologist in this country yet, who was really aware of the importance of the patterns, of the underlying foundation of numerology. I believe that it is necessary, in order to become a good numerologist, to respect the evolution and research this old science is based on. There are many books out there that have major contradictions within them, or among each other. Questions such as how should the life path be calculated, we've touched upon that before, but also when does a personal year start, and many things like that. This course, I hope, will be more based on an understanding of numerology as it is revealed through the research and studies of old books, the established studies. I tend to avoid the more recent literature in numerology because the confusion among numerologists just keeps increasing. Okay, that aside, back to the expression number. We have found that the full name of Jonathan Peter Hancock reduces to 3 units represented by the numbers 11, 1 and 1 respectively. We now add these numbers together to find the expression number. The sum of these numbers is 13, which adds to 4. As usual, we note both the double digit and the single digit number and write 13, 4. This tells us that Jonathan Peter Hancock's strength lies in the area of persistence, detail, organization, etc. He's dependable, reliable, he does not procrastinate. This man steadily pursues his goals. He does not expect to reach them quickly and he does not look for shortcuts. All of these attributes and more can be found within the descriptions in this ebook. We also know that success tends to be slow in coming. Frustrations and limitations are especially strong ingredients when a 13 karmic debt is found, as we have discussed earlier in this course, in particular when that karmic debt number appears as an expression number, which puts all the attributes smack in the middle of the man's productive, ambitious career.